If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning.
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
In 77, What You Gonna Do by Pablo Cruz. 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day.
Bill, come on.
Well,
take this away.
It makes you feel good because we have ducks named Pablo and Cruz.
We sure do.
There's that. I have a Pablo Cruz t-shirt. I gave you a Pablo Cruz
one of the
t-shirt.
Best gifts I've ever
I forgot about that
gave,
shirt.
One of the coolest gifts I've ever gotten.
Gave him a Pablo Cruz t-shirt. I have some of my own.
You have some of your own.
I think I have two of them. I'm not kidding you.
I believe you.
I don't think they went into great depth into the lyrics there. I don't think that was one you kind of go through and just go, man, that was incredible how they got that written. I don't know if I would have freaked out if they say we're recording What You Gonna Do. Do you want to be in the studio?
Are you sure?
But I kind of liked it. You know, it's not bad at all. I'm going to go 7-9.
Whoa, okay.
7-9.
It is from the 70s.
From the 70s. And I enjoyed it, and I did know the words. So I enjoyed it. Made me feel good. I smiled.
You were surprised to hear this was Pablo Cruz.
Yes.
I don't know why it got by. I'm surprised you gave it that low of a score. I liked it when he started
7-9.
That's not bad.
No, it's good. That's good. You're right. I just like it when he started talking. I forgot about that. Yeah. When someone talks mid-song, I like it. So you're having trouble with your romance.
So you're having trouble with your romance?
he just started talking.
Talking in the middle of the song. He tells the band, keep playing. I'm just going to talk through this. Keep playing.
Don't stop.
Just don't stop. Keep the music.
Keep that beat going.
Then I'm going to break in and start talking, but you guys don't stop the music, okay?
There's things I didn't appreciate about that song till right now.
Right now.
That. What instrument is that?
I don't know.
What is that? That's not like a guitar, is it?
What was it?
Someone help us out. What was that?
All right. Maybe it's a high score.
It's a xylophone, I think.
Pablo Cruz. Yes. Pablo Cruz.
7-9 from Bill.
1977.
Right in the wheel.
I don't want to move on. I just want to stay here. Let's just stay right here.
1977. We'll live here forever.
What was on that album? What You Gonna Do? I don't recognize any of these other songs.
I don't have a long list.
Is that a
Pablo is not like Bob Seger. It's not ABBA. It's not.
They have one other song.
I don't even pick
Jake,
kids.
I'm not moving on until I found their other song. Pablo Cruz hits. I'll get it.
I'll find it for you.
Pablo Cruz hits. It's Love Will Find a Way.
Love Will Find a Way.
We know that one.
100.
What You Gonna Do? Yeah. And that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Yeah, too. And you have a t-shirt of that.
Love it.
That's it. Love Will Find a Way. Those are separate albums, by the way. Anyway. Yeah, I like where Bill's at. 8.6.
It's one of those albums you'd have got. Rudy's going to like it. It's going to be a 801.
7-4 says, groovy start to the week for Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy.
It would be one of those albums you'd have got from Columbia House. Back when we got your 11 free albums for a penny.
Don't say that.
One of them would have 100% been.
Why do you say that?
This would have been one that would.
You're probably right.
Just trying to pick some out, or I don't know. Give me that Pablo Cruz album, I guess.
Pablo Cruz is very, very yacht rock, right?
I got a lot of text saying yacht rock. Here's gets some response here. Fritz and Lincoln 7-1, Sandmaster and KC 8-4, Marcus 8-8, Brett and Bertrand 7, Bill and Bennett 2-1. Who a clever 2?
2.
Bird.
2. Bird's a little better than that, Bird, but
2.
Ryan in California, 5. Robert, Oklahoma, 7-2-8. Vernon Dakin, 0.2.
Wow.
That's Vern.
That's fine.
Dakin.
Houston, 2.2.
Okay. Houston is?
That's Harrison's brother.
Harrison's brother.
Mike in Dalton, 6-7-5. Lyle in Omaha, 7. Sean in Omaha, 7-8. Sarah, 7.
God dang, our friends are always with us.
Sean. Big B says, Pablo Cruz, 10.
10.
I didn't see a 10 coming from that song.
10's fine.
Yeah. But it's fine. Gavin Pender, your friend, 8.2.
Thank you, Gavin. Say hi to Glenn.
Pops in Minnesota, 4. Believer, 3-6-7. Thomas and Lincoln, 2. Officer McLeod in Columbus, 6-7. Chubby Rhino.
The Rhino.
6-4-5. Someone says, you're out, 0.0.
You're out of here.
Yeah, umpire call. Just like Kurt Molly was kicked out of the
Kurt
game.
Kurt Molly.
Quattro, 7-5. YouTube, Quattro. Real quick. We got, Al, 4. Chris, 7-8. Nashville Husker, 4-4. CL Porter, 3-1. Heyman, 9 on that one. Rick Heyman,
Heyman gave it a 9.
And Kobe, just a 1. Song of the day was
"Thank You."
What You Gonna Do by Pablo Cruz from 1977. It is time.
Come on.
For a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy with his cape at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Nebraska's taken the momentum from the Crown, and it's kept it rolling into the next season.
8 straight games.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Longest streak in the nation.
That's exactly what Randy is, the Crown.
Boom.
He took off.
He's got momentum.
He's got momentum, and momentum is real. He made that comment like that. And Randy's got momentum right now. He's in and out. He's getting the houses. He's making. And he's getting. And also, if you want him working on your house on Thanksgiving, he'll do it.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, he will not.
Really, work through Thanksgiving.
Him and Hayden will work through Thanksgiving, not a problem, at a discount price because he's thankful and he's the Crown. Randy,
so he'll give you a discount working on Thanksgiving.
Yes. He's gonna, instead of charging a half, he's gonna do it for less. That's what he's doing.
He's a prince too.
He's being thankful.
He's a king and a prince.
That's how you're thankful. It's what you do.
Randy.
God, there's a lot of Kaiser trucks that roll by.
Yeah, they go by here a lot.
I think it's intentional. They want our attention out there.
Just remember, at whatever 7:30 hour next time, there's breaking news.
Okay, what do we got today, Bill?
Hang on. I get that. Breaking news?
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. That'll be coming up at 7. The next second.
Wait a second. 7:30? We have
later.
Breaking news?
Yes. Later the show. It just came across something I need to get out there. Football facts. The most ignored, the most bored. How can it be? We'll have to wait and see. The number one team, Ohio State. You don't even talk about them.
Nope.
Don't even say. I didn't watch 1 second of UCLA. Didn't watch. You haven't. The first game of the season was a big deal. They win 14-7. Mm-hmm. After that, they're not even discussed. They haven't had.
Not really.
Not much.
And this isn't.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This isn't like, well, who have they played? Well, that's part of it. But let's just go through a little bit of like kind of Ed Week 1 versus Texas. They beat Grambling 70-0, Ohio U 37-9. And they played Washington, no big whoop. Played Minnesota, beat them 42-3. Are you excited about that game?
No.
Nope. Then they played Illinois, who had just lost by 50 the week before to Indiana. Do you care? Nope. And you play Wisconsin. Usually a pretty good team, right? Nope, they're not any good. Don't care. I mean, Penn State was going to be a biggie. Nope, not at all. No one even cared about the game. 38-14. Fired about for that big Purdue win. They had to play Purdue. How about that? How about UCLA? Fired about that game. Is that fun to watch?
Nope.
Fired that. How about Rutgers next week? That gets your juices flowing a little bit. Like that. Then you have Michigan, who's not very good. If I'm at Ohio State, they haven't been excited for like 3 months.
No, they really haven't.
The week of practice. Do you think they went into the Penn State game going, how do we get this one?
Nope,
because everybody else has beaten them already. It is the oddest thing.
It is odd.
It's just odd.
It's strange.
I'm not ripping on them for like who they've played, but they do. They didn't play Oregon. They don't play Indiana. So, and they're the third best team. So they're one of those three. Mm-hmm. They do meet up with Michigan. They don't play USC. So of the top four teams, they're
pretty easy schedule.
I mean, yeah, pretty easy schedule. They don't match up with anybody.
Right.
But it's just, it's so odd to imagine being like, sometimes you go, okay, you know, everyone has what, 2 or 3 games a year or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've had one in the first week. And then it turned out that even that game wasn't as big a win as what you thought it was. Because after that.
Because Texas isn't that good.
Texas didn't look that
3-loss Texas. Yeah. Oh, Rudy, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's a 3-loss Texas team, though.
I'm probably staring at it. And could have had a couple more. I mean,
Mississippi State, Kentucky
had them on the ropes. And they pulled it off. But the point being is,
very interesting,
how
Ben.
Odd is it? So
quiet.
I'm watching football. I didn't flip over for 1 second of UCLA.
I saw it.
In Ohio State.
I saw a little bit of it.
Was it 48-10?
Nico didn't play.
Yeah, which was very odd.
Nico has an injury.
Yeah, it was a concussion.
It was 48-10.
Concussion. Well, is he in protocol?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just odd because during the game, when they went down and scored, they being UCLA against Nebraska, you didn't see anything at that time, during the game. It's like, hey, if UCLA holds Nebraska, they're coming in with their backup quarterback because he's out. I didn't hear anything about it until Friday.
Yeah,
and so it wasn't like on Monday either. It was like going, hey, he's got. It wasn't until Friday, so it was just the timing was just different than normal.
Hey, interesting. You're right. In the Big Ten, there's only two real great storylines. One was Penn State's collapse, and one's Indiana's just odyssey, you know, odyssey to greatness, you know. But Ohio State's really not a storyline. Nobody talks about it.
Number one, I'm telling you, as a even coach / player, you kind of like, I wish we had a game. Kind of wish we were going.
Oh, you wish, yeah.
You don't want, imagine this week right now, their last three games, guys, is what that. This is the three. They're going to go Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers.
Ooh. It's really
Imagine coming to practice this like today. Hey, man, this Rutgers team now, if we blink, they'll be all over us.
Nope.
You can't even really say, well, those programs are just having down years. Yeah. They're never very good.
No, they're not.
Pretty much standard quote. Status quo here for
now. Here it comes from the text line. Those Sipple, come on, you cover Nebraska. They haven't been very good either. I get it.
We didn't put them in the conversation.
No, I know, but somebody will.
But it was just the most bizarre thing. You're sitting there watching us going. And then as you watch, going like, tell you one thing, though. And it did happen last year. We're going to get that one. Well, Michigan beat them last year. Michigan lost their other running back in the Northwestern game.
They lost Jordan Marshall.
They just kicked a field goal in the last play of the game to beat Northwestern and Wrigley. I mean, it was.
Hey, you're right.
I mean, there's
now Michigan is only a two loss team though, so
I mean, yeah, I agree.
They look so average in that game,
but they've looked average. They're not very good.
They're not scary at all.
No.
And then if you're
No, they're not. If, what will Ohio State be favored? You're good at this, Bill. Is that are they?
Where's it at?
It's a big house.
Is it the big house?
14 and a half,
maybe? 18 and a half.
18
and a half. That'll be lower because they're going to say rival.
Can we say 13 and a half?
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
But that's still a big number. Yeah, you're right. What? Okay, is the best storyline for Ohio State saying? I mean, saying.
Yes.
That's their storyline.
Yeah, that's their storyline. And even he doesn't get a whole lot because it's kind of like, well, what's. I mean, you don't even talk about them. They're not even like the lead story or anything. It's like they don't even. Play.
They win by 50 every game.
And just look at the teams that
they're a machine.
They're a machine.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Bill, that's interesting. That's a good one.
I've never seen there's never been a number one team like this ever.
Where it's just so steady.
Just so steady. And then they didn't have a game to even get excited about.
No.
On paper they had one. Penn State's gonna be one. By the time Penn State got to them, they'd already lost three in a row. They'd lost to a bad UCLA team. It lost to Northwestern at home. Lost another.
Oregon.
Jim Knowles thing wasn't even interesting anymore.
Yeah. What about Knowlesy coming back? No. Yeah, not really. Poof. Imagine being the fan
out the
base.
Wind.
So they just got done. So they just we just had UCLA at home. That was kind of fun. Went to Purdue. That was fun. Wisconsin. That was fun. No, they've had.
It's got to be fun being number one though, right?
That is. But you want to go to a game sometime, or you're going like this is going to be it's on. And as a player. You want to be like,
oh, yeah.
When it's like a Tuesday or a Wednesday, just imagine this Wednesday practice, and all you're doing, you're just fighting yourself because you got Rutgers coming in there, and Rutgers is maybe the worst defense in the
Terrible
Big Ten.
Defense.
And just
they're bad.
They'll get shredded.
Just horrible.
I mean, if Ohio State, about the best result you can expect for Rutgers is losing like 37-21, something like that. They ain't gonna score 21.
No,
there's no way they're scoring 21 against Ohio State.
I'm saying if they somehow keep Ohio State in the 30s, it's 39-9. It's like great day. Get your pizza, head on home.
That you're right. Yeah. Can't I sell you Ohio State at the big house though? They'll get ramped
I will say
up.
This. I will watch that game. I'm not gonna not watch that game. But it's just interesting how quiet
it's been. And by the way. That girl that comes out of the Hampton Inn and smokes is absolutely the front desk girl.
Think so? Yeah. Well, I did look. I got a better look at it. I thought she had a name tag on.
Oh my
so
god!
She might be the night auditor.
So and hoodie, I think she was pants. Informed that we're talking about because she was looking over here.
You get stared down.
She was looking over at you.
That's directed Bill, not you.
Oh, did you get one of these?
Yeah.
It's him.
Anyway, that's okay. Give me this headline.
The headline again, please, Bill.
Oh, hang on, I got to pull it up.
Slowly, please. Yeah. Slowly.
The most ignored, the most bored. How can it be? We have to wait and see.
That is football facts, my man. Bill's thrills. Thank you, Bill. When we come back,
headline.
Say it slow.
We have an interesting line spread on Nebraska, Penn State.
Very.
God.
Next, an early break on the ticket.